News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And it looks like that this next half hour, I'm going to be with you, not so much as an expert, but maybe just to be able to tell you what is happening in our community. We are into the busy season. I don't know if you realize yet, but this is the month of October. And today is already October 9th, believe it or not. And this is kicking off a whole series of events that are going to be going on this weekend. So I'm going to try to cover as many as I can. And if I miss one or one that you're particularly passionate about, please text in. I'll be happy to make an announcement about it. 850-437-1620. So some of the events I'm going to talk about, you're probably pretty familiar with because I've been having guests on Pep Talk. And something I did want to put out there for you, if you have a business or you are interested in having a conversation and being one of our experts on the expert panel, you can always reach out to Jeff Wayne, because this is time that people do pay for to be able to promote their businesses. But we also have time set aside for nonprofits, for community events. And usually, if you want to reach out to me, you can at meg@newsradio1620.com and let me know of an upcoming event or something that you might not have the budget to pay for time. So if we do have an opening and we can work you in, we certainly will, because that's a big part of our mission here at News Radio, is being a part of the community. And it's certainly a part of what I believe in, is I think we all have to contribute to our community. And you know how much I love Pensacola and all the different organizations and things that continue to happen on a regular basis. But we jokingly say, October, we are now in festival season. So a lot is happening. So first of all, before we get into all the festivals, a couple of interesting things, not so glamorous, but maybe really important to you. Last week, we had our friends from Santa Rosa County Department of the Environmental Department. They came in to tell us that this Saturday, don't forget, is Amnesty Day. So they're going to have the Amnesty Day will be at the Central Landfill. And what you can do, this is in particularly the Tire Amnesty Day. So it's a free day to dispose of tires. So that's something that you don't always want to, don't always have time to find a place to keep them in the garage or whatever. But that'll be this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Santa Rosa Central Landfill, which is located at 6337 DeLisa Road in Milton. So you also, the next Saturday, will have that same at the south end of the county. So you can check on their website, but today, this Saturday for sure, they'll be having it up at the Central Landfill 7 to 5. Also coming up on Friday, the 10th, we had our friends from A-Hope. They are the organization that helps with spay and neutering our pets here in the dogs and cats here in this area. And the good news is they opened a new spay and neuter clinic, and they call the clinic Snip Happens. So if you happen to know of an animal, maybe you have some feral cats that you want to try to have them taken care of, you can always check with them. And you can go to their website at ahope4src.com. However, they're having a very cool fundraiser. This is their second annual A-Hope Aces for Animals Doubles Tennis Mixer. And it's going to be on October 10th. So that's tomorrow. This Friday starts at 5 o'clock. $50 a player, $20 to watch. They will be at the Roger Scott Tennis Center in Pensacola on Summit Boulevard. So sponsorships are still available. But, of course, if you just want to play and go out and have fun, the weather's going to be gorgeous, so it'll be a perfect time to do that. So I wanted to mention that one more time because it's such a great cause, and they're doing so much to help our pet community. Also this weekend, are you ready? Oh, I can't believe Halloween is right around the corner. So as soon as we get into October, we start having all the fun Halloween events. And so one of my favorites is the Gulf Breeze Zoo has Boo at the Zoo. And that's going to be starting on Saturday, October 11th through the 12th, and the next three weekends from 10 to 5, trick-or-treat with the animals. And they have a trick-or-treat trail, bounce houses, face painting, vendors, all kinds of stuff. So it's called Boo at the Zoo. They've been doing it for years, and it really is a fun event. So now I'm going to look at the calendar. I am not neglecting the fact that they are now into our second weekend of the Pensacola Songwriters Festival. Was fortunate enough to have Renita, who is one of the founders of this event, with her husband Jim. And Jim passed away a couple of years ago, and he is sorely missed. But Renita has picked up the mantle and has continued to make the Songwriters Festival bigger and better than ever. So this year, last week, all the venues were in Pensacola. So this weekend, starting tonight, all of the venues will be here, or will be on Pensacola Beach. So I just wanted to give you kind of a rundown real quick. The Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, they have free shows, and then they also have special events. So I wanted to give you some ideas of where the free shows are going to be tonight, starting at 4 o'clock at the Hilton Holiday Inn Resort in Pensacola Beach. A whole lineup of artists, nine artists in total from 4 to 5 to 6 p.m. They'll be having those performing at the Holiday Inn Beach Resort. Bamboo Willies, one of my favorite places on Pensacola Beach. Shout out to my buddy Robert Glime, who's been there many, many years and always has great events at Bamboo Willies. So they're going to have a free show tonight starting at 7. Sean Bowling and Stacey Clearman. And then at 8 o'clock, Billy Droz, Greg Crow, and Wes Sheffield. And you can find that right on the boardwalk on Pensacola Beach. Flounders has got artists starting at 7 o'clock all the way till 10 o'clock. And again, that's a free show. So all you have to do is go in and sit and listen to the music, have a little cocktail, maybe get a bite to eat. It's just a great environment. And these songwriters are from all over the country. These are people that you might not recognize the name, but as soon as they start playing, they'll play a song and you go, oh, I know that song. And because they wrote the song for the stars who have now gone to make it a number one hit. So you don't want to miss out because it really is special. If you're a country music fan, Country Strong is tonight, and that is going to be over at the Sandbar Sunset Bar and Grill starting at around, wow, they're starting early. It looks like 5:15, and they're going to have artists running, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 15 artists total throughout the night, starting at 5:15, and it's going to be hosted by Cat Country's Kevin King, that's our sister station, from 5 all the way up until past 9 o'clock. The last show will be at 9. So get off work, go head over there, and just relax and get ready for the weekend. Also tonight, I will be hosting this one, Moonlight and Music. This is a gift show that is going to be at Bounce Beach, and it's going to include dinner buffet at $65, and there is limited seating, but you can go to PensacolaBeachSongFest.com to get tickets. The show starts at 7:30. We'll have artists from 7:30 and 8:30, two different shows, about 8 different artists. It's going to be fabulous. Also tonight, I know, Mermaids and Music is going to be presented. This sounds like a lot of fun. Celebrating female songwriters. This will be at the Paradise Bar and Grill. Free admission. 1, 2, 3. Looks like they have about 20 songwriters that will be there starting at 4:30, and this last show starts at 8, so they'll be there all night long. And then we have the Songwriters Showcase hosted by Bobby Wayne, open mic night at the Shaker, and that's going to start at 7 o'clock. So that's just kind of a quick rundown just tonight. That is just tonight. So there's going to be something going on tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. So be sure and look it up at the PensacolaSongFest.com. You don't want to miss it. When I come back, I've got a few more events to tell you about, so don't go away. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And of course, if you have an event you'd like me to mention, please do text it to me at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Just reviewing some of the events coming up this weekend. There's so much happening in our community. And if you have an event you'd like me to mention, please text it in at 850-437-1620. So just did a pretty good wrap-up of just what's happening tonight. Plenty of choices for the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. And again, you can go to PensacolaBeachSongFest.com to get the schedule, the names of the artists. They have bios there. You can find out all about it. I'll be going on through the weekend. And then also, you're thinking, she hasn't mentioned Taste of the Beach yet. Well, Taste of the Beach starts tonight with the dinner cruise, Sunset Dinner Cruise. I'm super excited about this event. We have a dinner to cruise tonight. The VIP trolley dinner is happening tomorrow. And then the festival on Saturday. So here's the good news. I planned ahead. And I have Jessica Simpson, our president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber, is here, and she's going to be joining me in about 10 minutes, and we're going to go over all the details of what's happening, who's involved with Taste of the Beach, how it all came about, and how you can be a part of it. So many fun events, and just a real tradition for Pensacola Beach, and a chance to showcase our amazing chefs and restaurants that serve the public year-round, but during this special weekend, they get a chance to connect with our local community, and hopefully y'all can come out and show your appreciation. But I'll have more of the details and all that coming up in about 10 minutes when Jessica joins Pep Talk from the Pensacola Beach Chamber. But in the meantime, I want to let you know there's still more, as they say, this weekend. And I haven't heard that much about this, but I love Italian food. And Festa Italiana is happening this weekend on the Saturday and Sunday. It's the 19th annual Festa Italiana. Festa Italiana. And they're bringing the flavors and spirit of Italy to downtown Pensacola. 2 days of authentic Italian cuisine, spaghetti, lasagna, pizza, sausage sandwiches, and award-winning shrimp scampi, plus homemade desserts, Italian wines and beers. And they're going to have live chefs there doing demonstrations. They're going to have an auction and a raffle. All of this is going to be happening right downtown at the Fountain Park from 11 to 6. So that's Fountain Park, which is located at 300 East Zaragoza Street. So you can go online and look at, well, I don't know this, if I'm going to be able to remember this one, BuenaFortunaLodge.org. That's in Italian. So, okay, I'll spell it once. B-U-O-N-A, Fortuna, F-O-R-T-U-N-A, lodge.org, and then / Festa Italiana. Okay, but I'm sure you can look it up. But again, that's going to be this weekend at downtown Fountain Park. Another thing that I just think is so special, if you're around the Maritime Park, you might just happen to see a few fisher people, little people. So it's going to be fun. It's the Sea No Limits Fishing Clinic this Saturday, October 11th. It's going to be a morning of fun and fishing. This is the 13th annual Sea No Limits Fishing Clinic. It's from 8 to 12, and it's at the Vince Webb Senior Community Maritime Park in downtown Pensacola. This was established by the Gulf Breeze Masonic Lodge, number 347. This family-friendly event offers citizens with special needs and their caregivers a safe place to experience the joy of fishing. So the clinic will include fishing education, hands-on instruction. Participants also receive a free lunch, an event t-shirt, and fish identification booklets. Actually, I would like one of those. This free event is open to all citizens with physical or intellectual disabilities and their caregivers. All are welcome. Advance registration is required. It's free rods, reels, and t-shirts will be given away. So for details or volunteering, and I guess to register and to pre-register for the clinic, visit CSEANolimit.com. CNolimit.com. And that event's going to be going on this Saturday. See, if you know someone perhaps who has a child with special needs or know an adult with special needs that might benefit from this fishing clinic, I just think this is so special. And I just hats off to our friends over at the Gulf Breeze Masonic Lodge for doing this, because it really, I think it's a cool event. So that'll be happening at the Maritime Park on Saturday. And it doesn't end there. If you're not tired yet, I got something that's really going to get you tired. The Pensacola Half Marathon and 5K is Sunday. So in case you were heading out to church or whatever, just so you know, for traffic purposes, and also if you just want to come out and cheer these runners on, the Pensacola Half Marathon course was designed by locals to highlight the beauty of Pensacola and give participants a run that they will love. So the half marathon starts and ends at Community Maritime Park by the Blue Waffle Stadium. The participants will loop through the historic North Hill community just before crossing the Bayou Chico Bridge, capturing marina views of both Bayou Chico and Pensacola Bay. Next, the course takes you to Pensacola's downtown historic district before returning to the Maritime Park. So the race is a great event for Columbus Day weekend. So to register for that event and to learn more, go to runpensacola.com, runpensacola.com. And if you live in those neighborhoods, you could always just be out there waving a sign or cheering them on. I actually ran a marathon, ran the New York City Marathon years ago, back in 1993, if you can believe that. And the best part of the whole thing was it goes through all five boroughs of the city, Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan. And as you're running, you cross a bridge and you run into a neighborhood. And it would depend on which neighborhood you were in. So if you hit the Italian neighborhood, it was so cool because they'd have the Italian flags and they'd be handing you, pasta. They'd hand you food and stuff as you're running through on the marathon. And then the next block would be a different neighborhood. We'd have I'll never forget the Puerto Rican neighborhood, and they were waving the flags and they were playing this great music. And then you had the next neighborhood, which was so fascinating. It was the Hasidic Jews neighborhood, and that was in Brooklyn. And according to their tenants, they're not allowed to yell in public. So it would be very quiet. So we would run through and they were holding up these signs. We said, we love you, keep going. And just it was just wonderful. So be that for the folks doing the Pensacola Half Marathon this weekend. If you know they're coming through your neighborhood, put up a sign or just be out there and give them a shout out and wave them on, because it takes a lot of training to do these things. So hats off to everybody that's going to participate in that. Looking ahead, of course, next week, Pensacola Interstate Fair, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 1620, all of our folks are going to be out there for the entire events, and we'll be going over all of that, of course, next week as we get closer to it. And be sure to mark your calendars for Barktoberfest, which is coming up. Definitely want to check that out. You can bring your pets out to that. And let's see. Oh, so someone just sent me a thing about the Sea No Limits I was talking about, the Special Needs Fishing Clinic, which is behind the Wahoo Stadium, again, 8 to 12 noon. Only 250 participants will be registered, so you do have to register in advance at Eventbrite. And it says, again, the website is CSEANoLimits.com. So definitely take advantage of that if you can. If I didn't cover your event this morning, I apologize. There is so much happening. But no excuse to sit home and feel sorry for yourself. And also college football. You know there are a lot of great games that'll be on TV. And I understand even at Taste of the Beach, you're going to have TVs available so you can watch some of those games. All right, no excuse for staying home. Got lots to do here in Pensacola. It's such a great community that we live in. I love it here so much. All right, I'll be back in just a couple minutes right here on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, and it looks like we're going to have a great weekend coming up. Weather is perfect. I think we've got a 20% maybe chance of rain tonight, 0% the rest of the weekend, highs in the low 80s, and it's supposed to drop down, I think, to 60-something, maybe even in the upper 50s inland. Y'all, this is my favorite time of year. Time to break out those jackets and to really enjoy the change of season, the lessening humidity. This cold front came through last night, so we should see those temperatures starting to cool off pretty soon now. So looking forward to that. So many things going on. I'd mentioned the Pensacola half marathon and 5K going on Sunday, and I got a text that this is adorable. It says kindergartners and first graders from around the Escambia County schools, some of them will be running in the event. So even more reason to get out there and support the youngsters that are going to be doing it for the first time. That's pretty cool. So thank you for letting me know about that. So I mentioned the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. You can get the entire schedule at PensacolaSongFest.com. So don't miss out on that. Also keep in mind next week Studio Amped is back again, and you can check out what is happening there. They're going to be artists that you can go into the studio over the WSRE studios and see the show live as it's being taped, which is really pretty neat. And that's going to be going on throughout the year. And you can go to WSRE.org to find out their schedule as well. So lots happening this weekend. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention college football. Y'all know I'm a Georgia fan. Big game Saturday night at 6:30, Georgia versus Auburn. Now, I don't know if you know about this, but it is the oldest rivalry in the South. We've been playing this game since the 1800s, if you can believe that. And there's been lots of ups and downs and highlights and moments, and it's one of my favorite events. It's at Auburn this year, so it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be tough. Both teams are looking pretty good, so I know where I'm going to be Saturday night at the game watch party for the Georgia Bulldogs at Miller's Ale House. Everybody come on down and watch it. If not, head out to the Songfest. Coming up next, you guessed it, Jessica Simpson, president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber, is going to be here, and we're going to get into details about the amazing Taste of the Beach Festival starting tonight on Pensacola Beach. All of these events can be found at visitpensacola.com if you ever want to look them up. All right, we'll be back with Pep Talk right after the news.